קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב' איגרת מם.
Preparation for the lesson from writings of Rabash, letter number 40. And should you ask, what can one do if he feels that he has a heart of stone toward his friend? The advice is very simple. The nature of fire is that when rubbing stones against each other, a fire starts through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones. Each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them, because it is known that adhesion makes two things into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy. Then he can no longer care for himself, since man can toil only where he feels pleasure. And since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself. We see that in nature there is love until the yearning becomes unbearable. And if you wish to ask, how can it be that through love a person will develop a desire to revoke his own existence? There is only one answer to that. Love deviates from the right path. In other words, it is irrational and is considered not right. Only then, when there is such a love, each and every one walks in a world that is all good and feels that the Creator has blessed his share. Then the blessed adheres to the blessed, and he is rewarded with dvekut with him forever. And through the love, one is willing to annul his entire reality.
Either we advance in a natural manner on the path of suffering, according to the development of the will to receive for oneself, that each time shows us how much it is harmed, and a person has to get rid of it and ascend to another type of will to receive until you reach the crisis. That every kind of will to receive only brings us troubles. And then we have to change our attitude. Then we need the wisdom of Kabbalah. And hopefully that will be discovered in our times. And that is the path of suffering. And in the end, nonetheless, it will bring everyone to the correction through the wisdom of Kabbalah, because you cannot correct the desire except through the light that reforms. However, in order to change the desire, to reach from one desire to another, from one type to others, that the path of suffering can do. It can revolve a person through for a prolonged time. But one who understands that he has to reach another life, he chooses the path of the light, the path of the Torah, that the light in here reforms. And then he has to take the path that the Kabbalists have brought us, not by developing naturally, just rolling in his life like the rest of humanity. Rather, he is now taking advice from people who have been through it, and their advice are about how one can advance by himself, not await changes by nature. And this is through the environment, by changing his environment. Because as it is, we change through the collective, the great environment. On the outside, this is called the path of suffering, and this way we establish for ourselves an artificial environment that we create, and by that we advance. Thus, our advancement only depends on us. And we can hasten our development and understand how and why through the books, through the teacher, and in such a way we choose for ourselves to be in hastening of our development. And in the hastening of the environment, the main thing is the relationships between people, because there the entire correction takes place, that as much as we discover the evil in the relationships between us and we exert to make it good, those two discernments, on one hand, how much I am bad towards others, and on the other hand, how much I would like to be good towards others, the gap between the first and the second brings us a sensation of grief, man, because then we turn to the upper force through the group, and then the correction reaches us. Everything then depends on the person and his world, the world that he built for himself, the group, the environment, until love brings one the shared masach, bonding, unity, arvut, in the end that very kli in which there would be unity with the Creator.